This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And in a few moments, we're going to hear from Daniel Shulnick and Lecco Morris. They are involved with ragtime poetry. And as I mentioned, this is appropriate because it is the birthday of the champ, Muhammad Ali, the greatest fighter in the history of boxing. And his career spanned, as we know, 14 years really on the world scene from 64 to 78. And then he came back, unfortunately, lost in 1980 to Larry Holmes. But he dominated sport. He dominated conversations. Of course, he almost went to jail for dodging the draft as a conscientious objector, while other Americans were dodging the draft and rolling merrily along, including becoming president of the United States, three men who dodged the draft. But we'll talk with Daniel and Lecco about the champ, who was a master of poetry as well. And for those who didn't hear, I love that sample you had, Matt Doyle. Let's give it a listen one more time. Here is Cassius Clay, who was to become Muhammad Ali, opining about his bout with the then seemingly invincible Sonny Liston, who was an 8-1 favorite to beat him in 1964 in Miami. But on February 15th of that year, Muhammad Ali won the championship.
Sonny might be great, but he will leave in 8. If he want to go to heaven, I'll get him in 7. He'll be in a worse fix if I cut it to 6. If he keeps talking jive, he'll go in 5. If he make me sore, he'll go like more. If he keeps talking about me, I'll get him in 3. If that don't do, he'll fall in 2. And if he run, he'll go in 1. And if he don't want to fight, he should keep himself home that night.
And just pull it up. The way he could just make rhymes on the fly was spectacular. His, of course, his inspiration was a wrestler named Gorgeous George. But I have two gentlemen here who do poetry, and they do it very well. And they have a company called Ragtime Poetry, Lecco Morris and Daniel Shulnick.
Shulnick, yep.
Okay, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best.
It's a valiant effort, Jim.
But tell us, Lecco, tell us what you do.
All right, awesome. So Ragtime Poetry Company, we write poetry on antique typewriters to whatever prompt the person in front of us would like us to write about. It could be any subject they like. It could be an emotional prompt. It could be a specific word. We could write about someone's family, about a loved one, really about anything. What's incredible about a typewriter and sitting in front of it with a person in front of you is you can literally write about anything. So what we try and do is put words to what other people would like reflected in their lives.
And you do this on the fly, kind of like Muhammad Ali.
Yes, we do this on the fly, Jim.
And you've got your typewriters
mm-hmm.
here.
1936 Royal.
So how do you collaborate? You've both got typewriters.
So usually we do a lot of private events, let's say weddings, private parties, corporate parties, and the like. And we set up, and basically people come up to us. They can give us a single prompt, and we can both write poems on that one prompt. Something we also like to do is one of us starts a poem, the other one finishes it. We do kind of a tag team game like that.
Okay, well, let's do something on Muhammad Ali. And if you have a thought that you'd like to convey to our guests, you can call us, 877-217-5757. They'll do a poem on the fly. And if you're doing something about the champ, Muhammad Ali, go ahead.
All right, excellent.
Let's give it your creative
best. So Daniel's going to get us started here, and I'm going to finish the poem that he begins.
Okay, and for those who don't remember Ali, he last won a fight 41 years ago. A little over 41 years ago, September 15th, 1978, in the Louisiana Superdome, defeating Leon Spinks to regain the title for a third time. It's full house at the Superdome, kind of like it was Monday night when LSU beat Clemson. And the champ regained the title at the age of 36 after losing to Leon Spinks earlier that year. And he should have retired for good. He did retire for a couple of years, but unfortunately came back in October of 1980. And lost decisively to Larry Holmes, who beat him rather badly in Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, in the parking lot. And the champ's legacy was affected somewhat, but in retrospect, the way he dominated culture and everything else from 1964 to 78. Nobody else did that, and he had 3.5 years of his best boxing taken away from him, 1967 to 1970, because he would not serve in the military. The Supreme Court ultimately ruled in his favor on a unanimous vote, and he was restored his right to fight, and he returned in 1970, beat Jerry Quarry, beat Oscar Bonavina, and then fought Joe Frazier, March 8, 1971, at Madison Square Garden. In the fight of the century, two undefeated champions. Frazier won that one in 15 rounds. It was a decision, but Muhammad Ali would win two more bouts against Smokin' Joe, and ultimately he regained the title first against George Foreman, October 30, 1974, in Zaire, the Rumble in the Jungle, and then finally against Leon Spinks in the Superdome. But Daniel has been writing about the champ, and what do we have about Muhammad Ali?
Well, I've got the first half of the poem done, and Lecco is going to he's going to do the second half.
Okay.
So
you want to wait until Lecco's through?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll give you a few minutes.
A little bit more about ragtime poetry.
All right, talk in the microphone. We're on radio here.
not used to that. So ragtime poetry, we also do commission poems, one-off poems. So if you want a personal poem, you can go to our website, ragtimepoetry.com.
Do you have some of your work featured?
Yeah, so our featured work, you can find it on Instagram, also at Ragtime Poetry.
All right. Well, I love hearing the sound of those keys at a typewriter. I grew up, in fact, in our newsroom, we used to have these Underwood typewriters. See, this is a Royal. What is yours, mm-hmm. Daniel?
Mine's a Remington. It's from 1927.
1927.
His name's Bruno. He's a salty
Bruno,
old man.
Bruno, what's Lecco's type? What's its name?
Mine is very new to me, so we're waiting for the name to become anointed.
Okay,
not quite
all right,
sure.
Okay. And you guys are based in?
New Orleans.
We're
based in New Orleans, but we write all over the place, all over the country, travel.
And you came all the way up here today, and little did you know you were going to be writing about the champ, Muhammad Ali.
Well, that's how we like to do it. We typically don't know what we're going to be writing about until the moment writing.
He died June 3rd, 2016. Muhammad Ali was 74. Of course, he took many, many blows to the head against the most potent heavyweights in the glory day of the division. There were great heavyweights throughout Muhammad Ali's career. And today, most people could not name the heavyweight champion of the world, but everybody knew in the 60s and 70s when it was Muhammad Ali. And I think Lecco has the finished product.
All right. About Muhammad Ali.
All right.
Fists and soul, feet and spirit. The champ makes riddles that others cannot solve, beguiles them with labyrinths of punches and labyrinths of cuts, a sphinx on the mat, a poet off the mat. He's on the uppercut when they expect the jab, the air when they're twisting on the mat, twisting those expectations and raising hearts in the space between the butterfly and the bee alighted.
I tell you what, and it was on the fly. I can assure you they did not know what they were going to be writing about. But Lecco Morris and Daniel, please give the correct pronunciation of your last name.
Shkolnik, Daniel Shkolnik.
Okay, and they're with Ragtime Poetry in New Orleans. The website is ragtimepoetry.com. Two talented young men with an innovative idea. Is this yours, or did you replicate?
No. There's a long-standing tradition of typewriter poetry in New Orleans, actually.
Really?
And yeah, it's for decades.
Well, you guys are very good at it, and we commend you for what you do, and thanks for coming this way.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much, Jim.
And today, the Fighting Tigers of LSU will be at the White House. Of course, LSU now under NCAA scrutiny. I doubt that it'll go very far, but because Odell Beckham, former Tiger, was giving cash to players as they departed the field Monday night after beating Clemson. But today the team is meeting with the president, and a story yesterday in the New York Times, President Trump wanted to strike down a law that prohibits companies from bribing foreign officials, calling the ban, quote, so unfair to American companies. It was the spring of 2017. The president was at a briefing with Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, and aides in the Oval Office at the mention of a bribery allegation. Mr. Trump reportedly perked up and told Mr. Tillerson that he wanted to help in scrapping the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The law enacted in 1977, enforced through around 2005, prohibits companies that operate in the U.S. from bribing foreign officials to obtain or retain business. It's become a major factor in corporate decision-making about operations abroad, but the president said it was just so unfair that American companies aren't allowed to pay bribes to get business overseas, according to a book by Philip Rucker and Carol Leoning. And Philip Rucker, by the way, is one of those reporters who often is singled out by the president with respect. He calls him by his first name. I wonder if that'll continue after this book. I need you to get rid of that law, the president told Mr. Tillerson, according to this story. Rex Tillerson explained to the president that he could not simply repeal the legislation. He pointed out that Congress would need to be involved in any effort to strike it down, but undeterred, the president told Stephen Miller, a senior policy advisor, to draft an executive action to repeal the law. And to this point, it has not been repealed, but the president said U.S. companies were at an unfair disadvantage by not being able to bribe abroad. And so what's the big deal about Odell Beckham handing out some cash to LSU football players? After all, according to the president, this is the American way. And thank you for listening. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. A reminder that tomorrow night at the gate, the doors are open at City Park Gallery, 7 o'clock, for the celebration of RKF's 40th anniversary.